Reish Dalid Sif Vav. Temid. This is also a drink that is made from pouring water over the leftovers of the winemaking process. How do we make it? Sha'oisim mechaltzanim sh'noisim aleim mayim. You take the pits of the grapes that were already pressed and you pour water over them. Dinim kishmarim has the same status as the shmarim that we mentioned before, the peels. This is all, talking about a case where it was squeezed with a heavy weighted piece of wood. But if you made this wine just by stamping on it with your feet, even if you start with 3 measures of water and you ended with 3 measures of water, if it did not add to the amount of water that it had initially, it's still considered wine. And we say that the reason why it remained the same size is because some of the water that you added got absorbed in the peels and the pits and just got exchanged. But really, you do have more wine in it than it appears to be. The mela, even though you have the same amount of liquid as you put in, but we say that the liquid that you have now has a nice amount of wine in it. The Ramah says, if you had these leftover pits and stuff from the crushed grapes and you added figs to them to strengthen it, even though the majority are these pits, here you're putting full teinim, full figs into a mixture of pits and psoilus of the grapes. So even if you have a majority of the pits, but we still say the ikar flavor is coming from the teinim, and therefore you will not make a boy pre-agofen.